Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, have you heard of any conspiracies lately? Who's up against us? And who are we up against? And why? It's a bigger picture than we realize. And to help us understand this whole world of conflict that we're in with different forces that be, is a man who is devoted to understanding truth. And that's what we want. We all want truth, but we don't know really what to do with it when we're being fed all kinds of half-truths and no-truths, and we don't know how to separate things. So to help us understand the whole picture better is a man who has a website called Light on Conspiracies. And he's really a wonderful, I believe, truth teller, is Ole Damegaard. Ole, welcome to Energy Stew.
Thank you so much, Peter. It's a real joy and honor to be with you.
You know, this is something that I think most people are trying to deal with in their minds. And maybe many of my listeners are, I think I have a very awakened audience. And many of them understand a lot of the lies that we're being fed and don't quite know what to do about it without, you know, getting into trouble with their friends and family. So where are you about how we are going to deal with this?
Now, that is about an 8-hour question. So not so easy to answer. What I can say, I've been down this road for some 40 years now and devoted my absolute life to trying to find out what's actually going on. So I've been, after the more I learned, the more I started sharing, because I felt very urgently that this information needs to come to as many as possible. So I've been doing between 500 and 1,000 international interviews. I've traveled to fit more than 50 countries. I toured in more than 15. And I'm like a one-man band with a wonderful little team around me, but it's totally independent and just trying to be part of helping and saving the world, I tell you, because once you start seeing the forces, I really like what you said. Instead of you saying conspiracies, you said conflict, because actually what we are looking at, I would describe it as conflict of interest. I mean, there are powers that have other interests than we, the normal people. And these interests are very different. They're the exact opposite of what we would like in the world. I think I speak for most people when I say that most of us want peace. Most of us just want to get along with our neighbors, our friends. Most of us just want to have a beautiful, creative life. No wars, no attacks, not being strangled by taxes. But to be able to give our children a fantastic future with good education, also an education that makes it possible for us to understand other races and cultures and backgrounds from people of different colors or ethnic background or faith or wherever, you know. So I think, and I saw there was this documentary maker that went around in the world asking people for what would they like out of life. And 95% answered, or no, everyone answered 95% exactly the same. They wanted exactly what I was talking about. They wanted a party now and then to just have be happy and relaxed and also creative and have the ability to speak out their truth without being knocked out or being called whatever. Just, you know, and also... And then there was 5% where people, where the division was, and that was like politics, sports, religion, these type of things, and that just got people going. But I think that's wonderful, because that if we agree on 95%, for God's sake, let people think what they want, you know, when it comes to the rest of the 5, as long as we can get along and create a beautiful world together. I would say perfectly balanced would be my preference. totally equal, where all life matters, including animal life and so on. So we just treat life with respect and the way we're supposed to do.
I believe that's our future. And I think, as I say, the phoenix will rise. We just don't know how thick the ashes are going to be that the phoenix rises from. And right now, those ashes are getting quite thick.
I tell you, Peter, when you look at this, if this is your first time looking into this, I'm very sorry. It's going to be a massive shock the more you start understanding what's actually going on.
Right.
Because we've been the target of mass propaganda and deception for a long, 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 long time.
I think it's bigger than ever.
The war, there's actually a war going on right now, I would say, a full spectrum war where we're being attacked from all different areas. I mean, it's anything from the same forces. That's the good news, that it's the same forces like an octopus that's got its tentacle into all different areas at this point. So they work very hard to concentrate the power to fewer and fewer and fewer for many, many generations. So that is good news, because we think that they're so powerful and so invisible invincible, I think that's the word, right. And that there's absolutely no way that we have any power or anything to say about the whole thing. But when you actually look at the facts, when you really find out who's doing what and why, you will see that they, the dark forces or the deep state, whatever you want to call them, are like a few thousand in total. I would say around maybe 8,000 of people that are really in situations where they are harming us in a very bad way, very consciously. Most of them super psychopaths, but in power situations or positions around the world, or if it's flat, whatever. Right. If it's flat, wherever they are.
I did a show a few years ago about soul development, and that these people are what this guest called intermediate level souls. They're smart enough to gain power, but not wise enough to know how to use it. And they use it in dark ways.
I would say that in one way, they're a blessing in disguise, because they make us wake up. They force us to look at these things, and they put like a flamethrower under our butt saying, listen, it's mandatory, but you better get off your butt and get going.
It would be nice if we were ideal in the first place, you know.
Yeah, but we're not.
Right.
We're not. If we were, we would not be in this situation. It's because we have been totally like zombies and so concerned about our own stuff, not caring about other people and being too, caught up in our own life. But that's by design as well, that we've been tied down by so many different areas, like taxes and mortgages and so on. So we are not given the possibility to be able to breathe and start looking into why am I feeling this cornered.
I think what does it the worst is the propaganda of fear that has been used for hundreds, if not thousands, of years, and these forces that be are brilliant at promoting fear. And the public is not awake enough to see through it.
And that is good news as well, because I tell you, this is the wonderful part of the whole thing. When you look at it, when you look at all the different strategies they have, the different methods, they're not that many. And most of them are based back on the Roman, the way the Romans used these power things. So there are very few methods against them. And the key to it all is fear. If we are not fearful, they cannot control us. So they need us fearful to be able to get us to do what they want. So this is the key, and this is wonderful, because that means if they got you by the balls, by fear, then the way out is to let go of fear. Because if you're fearless, for one thing, it creates a beautiful round life around you, because you can move freely in many other areas. And also it makes it very, very hard for them to control you. So the way out is to let go of fear.
But you have to be awake enough to know how you're being frightened and why, and to understand that there are options, that we don't have to believe in these fear-based aggressions against us.
Totally. That's the whole thing. It's like every time something scares you, I would say 99% of the time it will come through a screen in front of you. So this black screen in front of you, I see that often as a sewage opening into your home, because when you look at who is controlling the information flow that comes out through this, the digital screen in front of you, you will see that it's the exact same forces that are against us. Like in where you are, 96% is controlled and owned by six companies. Six companies control 96%. And that's TV, radio, newspapers, publishing houses, you name it, boom, 96%. And the last four is so weak. So it's like, first you have to ask yourself, whatever scares you, when something comes and says, boom, you have to ask yourself first, question one, is it true? Is it true? How do I know that this is true? Right. That is why I try to go on location and find out for myself, because otherwise it's very hard. Question number two, who benefits from me believing this? Who benefits from me becoming scared and frightened for this? And what is the solution they're offering? Because it's so often based on an old Roman template called problem, reaction, solution.
Right. And the biggest problem I think we're facing now is that we don't know truth from fiction, because there are people out there who claim to have the truth and don't, and are promoting falsehoods. And that part of, maybe part of what holds us, is that we really can't believe everything, because there are people who are false flagging. And so that can be huge. And also, one of the things that a lot of people don't understand is the truth about fact-checking.
The truth about
fact-checking. It's amazing how corrupt that system is.
But how do you control facts? That is a tricky, tricky one, because if you go back and you check it with history books, you will see that history is always written by the people who won whatever conflict. The history books is always the winner's version of what happened. So you can't trust them either. Very often you have also like the biography of Mahatma Gandhi or Martin Luther King, and it's not them who has written it. It's other people's interpretation based on other books written by others about. So how can you control facts? Very tricky. And once again, that's why I try to go to the source on my own. And I don't say I've got the truth, but I say I'm very much closer to finding out the truth if I really do the deep digging myself.
You have to get behind the fact checkers.
Yeah.
And
also what you're talking about, when you come to a certain level of these operations, when they go on a big scale, you have to understand by design, it's smoke and mirrors. It is a total labyrinth. That's part of the design, multi-layered, pointing in all different directions. Half of it, facts and truth, half truth, and 50% or more total propaganda and lies. So this smoke and mirror thing is like, if you walk into a labyrinth in a fun fair with these mirror houses, you know you bump into it, looks real but it's not, and you like, I'm gonna get. And it's the same here, pump that up with smoke and create a labyrinth. That's how these operations are carried out. Yeah. So not easy to find out what really is going on.
One subject matter that very clear to me, and I think our audience, that how we're being deceived, is about vitamin C. And there are experts and years of research, thousands of research studies on vitamin C. And that could really help right now with this pandemic. But we're being told that there's no proof that it works at all with this virus. Well, the truth is that it does work with viruses very well, but this is a new virus. So how can you have a lot of double-blind studies about vitamin C with this particular virus? So it's very easy to tell the public that it doesn't work, because there's no proof that it works. And yet, you know,
but that is absolute BS. There's so much proof showing that vitamin C and the other vitamins are unbelievably powerful, and that the only thing you really need to do is make sure that your immune system is just tip-top ready for fight. Right. If your immune system is supercharged, you can hardly die almost. It's very hard for any diseases to get to you. But if your immune system is totally weakened by all kinds of horrible GMO foods and fluoride in the water and you name it, I mean, the way that modern food now has been processed, and it's like it's not food anymore. And so our immune system is very weak, most of us. And because of that, we are so vulnerable to these things. But to boost the immune system, that's key, whatever the disease is, because that then you can get around it. You will not get sick. That is almost a guarantee.
Yes,
and the vitamins are key here.
And you don't hear any authorities able to tell us that.
But the whole thing is you have to see, okay, what studies shows that it's not efficient. All of them are backed and funded by Big Pharma or the Rockefeller Foundation. These type of institutions pump out these look at this, a new scientific revelation. They don't work. Cinnamon is poisonous. All of these, what is good for us, they try to make it look like it's really bad for us. So every time, like colloidal silver or stuff like that, when they try to ban it, I'm like, thank you so much for showing me what I should look deeper into.
Right.
Because they have an interest of things not being healthy, because they are making billions out of us, our dis-ease. And so even cheap things like vitamins is not a good one, because they want us to keep us sick so that they can pump us with pills.
I want to ask you, though, because you said originally that there are really only some thousands of people who are the arch criminals of this. And yet millions of people are supporting it by censoring the internet and being these supposed fact checkers who have hidden agendas. And so what is running the minds of these millions of people who don't understand how they've bought into this corrupt system?
It is done by design. It's totally compartmentalized. So it's the same like if you work in a bank, a bank teller, you have no idea what the director of the bank in their meeting, what they're talking about, or the owners of the bank even more, how they are and their agenda. And through when you go to groups like the Bilderberg meeting, Trilateral Council on Foreign Relations, these type of groups, when they meet, the owners of the bank have no idea. So it's all in layers by design, meaning that most people believe in what they're doing. That's the whole idea. You do not understand your part. But I would strongly suggest that if all of us start looking ourselves in the mirror and say, am I in any way or form contributing or supporting this very evil, I would call it evil, system that is taking the world down? Yeah. And if so, then the time has come to take a step to the side and say, listen, I'm not doing this anymore. I refuse to be part of destroying this beautiful, wonderful world we're living in, because that's what we do. If we support these mechanisms, we are part of the problem.
Right. So being awakened is very important.
But I just say, I think when we say, I became awake 3 months ago or whatever, I think there's a it's like speaking down to other people saying, I'm awake, you are not. I don't like that word. I would say become aware is a better word, because okay, we're becoming more and more aware of what's going on.
Right.
I'm unlearning on a daily basis, because there's so much that I thought I knew, and then I just find, oh my God, they took me for a ride there as well. Or I believe
all,
that.
Yeah, we're all
we've been deceived on a scale that is just unbelievable.
Years ago, I had a client, because I'm an intuitive, and I had a client who came to me, a woman, and she said, could you just look into this conspiracy theory about the Trilateral Commission and see what your intuition tells you? And I did, and my intuition says very real, and I described some of the operations of it and its headquarters and all that. I could intuitively get that information. And I looked at her and I said, so what do you think of that? She said, you're right, and I know you're right, because I used to work for them.
Interesting.
Yeah. And so,
no, but it's like if you start checking out these individuals, I mean, it looks very fancy on the, you know, beautiful cover, beautiful websites, beautiful everything, presentations, everything is super high quality. Because, you know, so I just want to say, it's one thing if you look from the outside at these organizations, it looks so pretty and so civilized and, oh my God, they're working for our sake, you know, they're doing it for us, oh, fantastic. But once you start seeing the actions of these groups and how they work together behind the scenes, that's when it starts becoming scary, because that is where you see that now I'm coming up to a layer where we're seeing where decisions are taken that goes above elections, you know, where we think that we elect someone. No, sorry, they're all selected beforehand, so we can just choose whatever candidate we want to. It's still the same hand or body behind them that control it. That's why nothing changes with the political elections and so on.
Right. And I think people think that they're doing a good service for the planet and humanity by maybe turning us into slaves or whatever, you know, they think is good for us.
But this is the whole thing. That is also what you would say maybe a serial killer or a school bully would say, that we need more order here, we need more control, and I'm gonna beat the crap out of you until you behave according to my vision of what is a good life.
That might be an underlying principle of this for people, that they think they're serving a higher good by weakening us.
There are, I would say that many of them are born psychopaths, so they don't have the feeling of empathy. Yeah. They just don't have it, and they don't have compassion. So for them to hurt someone else, it doesn't matter at all. So they just learn how to act and so that they can manipulate us. And then they just see us as weak and stupid because we are so concerned about not hurting other people. So they just drive straight over us, you know, and just go for it because they want power. They want power. They want us buried in debt where we are like prisoners and slaves for them. And so they get, I think it's the same mentality as a cancer virus, you know, that what is the logic of a cancer virus? If you believe in the official story of how cancer grows, you will see that the ultimate high of a cancer virus is when the carrier dies. But then the virus dies as well. So what is the logic? I don't get it at all. It's the same with bulimia. Why do you keep eating? There's no logic to it, but still it's the same weird way of trying to fill an empty space inside of you. But if you are not spiritually connected or have any kind of grounding in yourself, that hole will never be able to fill up. And that's why they keep going. It's never enough for them.
The missing link of reality. Many people have, because I talk to many people who are supporting things that I can't imagine they should support, and yet they can't tell the difference. You know, there's something, you know, there's something off in their awareness that they don't know, they can't discern the difference.
No, and I can't blame them, because we are up against the biggest propaganda machine the world has ever seen. It's so sophisticated. So how to deal with it? I would say one way of the first type of steps would be to pick up your remote. There's this magic button. It's normally round and red, and it says off. If you click that one, you will be able to feel a major difference in your life after a few days. You will have maybe shakings and withdrawals to start with when you're without the news, the official news or X Factor or whatever. But after a while, you will start saying, whoa, what's the matter with me? I'm starting to feel better. What's going on? It's because you have put yourself outside the reach of their grip. And this grip is so dominant now. So it comes through us from all different directions. But the more we turn off, go back into nature, get our feet down in the sand and feel the water again, feel the wind, get up in the mountains, out of the reach of these things, the better you will feel. And it's not by coincidence, is because you are out of their reach. So it's as soon as you click on the on button to Because that's the thing. We're being told that the world is horrible, that everything is a disaster, the climate is going under, it's just a matter, it's the end game, thank you and goodbye, cruel world. But if you look out the window, I would say that 99.9% looks out the window and it's beautiful out there. But you look at the screen or media, they will pump you up with this crap. So you have at that point a possibility to ask yourself, what is true and what isn't? The world I see out through the window.
They need to take the time actually to dig under, which is what you've done. And we're getting near the end of the show. And what I'm, you know, this, I think this has been great talking with you and I love the subject matter. And what I'm interested in, we can do this hopefully in the future, is to look at you and your journey and what you've discovered in your journey and why, you know, you have this dedication that you have to this, and look more at the journey that you've had and are still on to understand this better. Is that okay?
Yeah, for sure. It's like, I just feel that I've done what I think more people should do. I felt that something is very wrong at an early age. And then I started trying to understand what is actually going on. And instead of just buying into whatever explanation I was given that I could feel was a lie, I kept looking for myself. And then the more I found, I started sharing. And now I'm in touch with millions and millions of people. You know, so it's like, how did that happen? My first so-called studio was in the toilet. I put the computer on the toilet. I have a chair in front of it and a blanket overhead, so I was actually undercover. But that was just to get away with the echo. But from that point of view, I started doing what I could, and I had no idea that anyone was listening out there. And then over the years, because this has been a very, very lonely and very scary road.
It's hard to think differently.
Yeah, but also I had people murdered around me. I had multiple death threats. I moved country. I'm living in Spain since 20 years because of this. Wow. We had to leave very urgently. So it's like I paid a high price, but I'm super grateful at the same time, because also this is the thing that will unite us as well. I would never have met you, for instance. I would never have reached your listeners had it not been for this official problem. But the way I see it, I tell you, I think we're very, very close to an incredibly beautiful future. I think very, very close.
It's wonderful talking with you. I love your approach to all of this. And you're at Light on Conspiracies, Ole Damgaard, and people can find you through Light on Conspiracies, right?
Peter, if I would very much like to finish with a prayer.
We only have a few seconds.
Okay, so may the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who hurt us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May the light of truth overcome all darkness, so victory to that light.
Thank you, I love that. Thank you for being on Energy Stew.
Thank you so much.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heart river.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.